Excuse me.
Oh, me?
Yes. Hi, I'm Karen. I'm doing a survey for one of my classes about students in their first semester at university. What are their impressions and so on? And you looked a bit lost there with your map of the campus. Are you a freshman?
Oh, hi. I'm Simona. Nice to meet you. Well, actually, no. I'm in fact an Erasmus student, originally from Romania, and I am enrolled only for this semester at the Henri Heine University. That's why I seem so up in the air. Although I've been here since March, I didn't have quite enough time to learn every corner of this impressive campus. So I just wander around it with this map like some sort of tourist or so.
Oh, okay, I see. That might be even better. Would you mind answering a couple of questions?
No, sure, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. What's your course of study at the university?
German studies, but I'm also studying English, Spanish and Dutch.
Is that what you're doing back home as well?
Not quite. The only common subjects are German and English, but back home I also study law and economics. My specialization is quite different from German philology. I'm actually going to be qualified as a translator after I finish my studies, and that's why my subjects are so different.
Okay, that definitely sounds like you've got everything planned out already. Why did you choose Germany and Düsseldorf in particular for your semester? Did you know German before coming here?
I have been studying German since I was 14, but after so many years of study, I have to say I felt quite unsatisfied with my language level. You know, I felt that I still have things to improve, so I decided to spend a semester abroad. What's better than learning German amongst the German people? But the real challenge came when I had to decide upon a city. I truly wanted to go to Berlin at first, but the fact that Düsseldorf was the closest city to the border with the Netherlands made me change my mind. You see, I have family and so many friends there that I didn't want to feel lonely here. At least in this way I made sure that they are nearby.
Okay, that makes sense. What was the first thing that struck you when you came to Germany? Any peculiarities? Had you been to Germany before?
I've been to Germany two times before, both in Frankfurt. The first time I visited Germany, the large number of highways and the architecture of buildings struck me. This time it was already a bit more familiar to me. I wasn't used to this weather though. Carrying an umbrella has never been part of my life, at least not in Romania.
Oh yeah, I always forget my umbrella. Maybe I'm just hopelessly optimistic. What's the major difference between your home university and here? Is there anything that you like better here? What makes Düsseldorf University special in your opinion?
Well, the major difference is the size of this campus. The University of Bucharest is not even half of the one here. I also like the teaching style here better. There's no course without teamwork, of which I am a very big fan. Students are also very friendly and helpful. Furthermore, the food from the canteens is very tasty. There is a canteen in my university too, but it is considerably smaller and there are definitely not as many possibilities to combine food as here. All in all, I think that this university is special because it's different from anything I've ever experienced before. In a good way, of course. Lecturers are also friendly and involved. They truly want to help you understand and encourage you not to be scared to ask questions. And that is amazing, especially for a shy student like me.
When you're not at uni or studying, what kind of leisure activities do you like to do in this world? Are there any activities at the university that you take part in outside of classes?
I really love seas, lakes and rivers. Luckily, Düsseldorf is on the Rhine, and that's my favorite spot of the entire city, to be honest. I just love going there, both for the atmosphere and the view. Me and my friends go there weekly. Besides that, I also go shopping quite often and jog daily. Unfortunately, I don't take part in any other activities outside of classes. At the beginning of the semester, there were some accommodation meetings for the Erasmus students and I went to them, but now I'm not involved in anything similar.
Was it difficult to get into the Erasmus program at your university? Are there any other scholarship possibilities? And what kind of general advice would you have for someone intending to spend a semester abroad?
It was difficult, but not impossible. The first requirement was to have very good grades, and then I had to be interviewed by a commission of people. There are some other scholarship possibilities indeed, but I can't tell you much about them as I'm not familiar with them. The first piece of advice I would give somebody intending to spend some time abroad is to make sure that he has some money available. The home university gives you some monthly, but from my own experience I can say that I need twice that sum in order to live decently. Another very important thing is to be sociable as soon as you get in there. You know, go out, go to the events they organize, to the parties and so on. I'm not a huge party goer, but I try to participate in the other events. A semester here isolated without any friends can be really, really tough.
That's certainly true. And now finally, if you were to spend another semester abroad, where would you go and why?
I would definitely go to the Netherlands, to Amsterdam. I simply love the atmosphere of that city and the people, not to mention that my family lives there too. That's the reason why I'm actually studying Dutch, in order to go and study there.
Alright, okay. Well, I won't keep you any longer, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.